In Lapway, Idaho, an after-school program is connecting kids with the Nez Perce culture. NWPB's Phineas Pope has more as part of a continuing series highlighting nonprofits in the Northwest.
On a chilly fall afternoon, volunteers from a nonprofit based in Lapway, Idaho, NEMIPU Protecting the Environment, were preparing for the arrival of a large group of 4th and 5th graders. They were there to carve canoe paddles.
We are currently setting up like the tables and the paddles so that when the kids come by, the kids that are carving can come and get to their station where their paddle is with their name.
That's 13-year-old Reese McConnell. She's been volunteering for about 3 years. McConnell says she likes volunteering because she gets to teach younger kids about paddle carving and...
Because it's fun. It gives me something to do to get away from, like, my house and annoying siblings, you know?
You want to step about that much above the line, okay?
There were also some more experienced volunteers on site.
I'm Dave Paul. I actually work at, you know, I'm a professor at U of I, but I'm a canoe paddle carver teacher and dugout canoe builder.
Paul has been teaching these skills for nearly a decade. He says it's about more than just the woodworking.
It's a way of artistic expression for a lot of the kids. It's a thing, a tool that they will actually use, hopefully. And the kids just love it.
Paul walked me down a hill to a shed full of wood and partially carved paddles. He explained the process of designing a canoe paddle.
You'll be able to see me do some of it, but you have, this is where they start with a flat board. So the kids draw whatever design they want on the board. And then we go over it. And what you do is you take a saw and you make cuts down here. And then you take a mallet and chisel and pop the wood out until you kind of form the shape of it. It takes them a few weeks to do that. So it's all mallet and chisels with little kids.
Paul said the paddle designs come from a sheet with various patterns for the kids to pick from.
Of course, they don't always turn out the way they started, but that's part of the process, I guess. So,
some of the younger volunteers were also working on sanding what's called a dugout canoe. It's called that because it's made by carving out a tree trunk. This dugout canoe was small. Paul said it would hold about one adult and one kid. In his own words, he called it a chipmunk canoe. Nearby was the nonprofit's coordinator, Julian Matthews. Matthews added that volunteers help students learn about the Nez Perce tribe.
Because this is essentially, like, we brought back this traditional dugout canoe carving and paddle carving. That's what's gone from our tribe, so that's what we're just working on that.
Shani Spangion was on-site volunteering with her daughter. She said these events are important for reclaiming and restoring relationships to land and water.
And to have that kind of knowledge practiced when you're young, those are things you remember.
10-year-old Hudson Spees was making significant progress on his paddle. He said the chiseling has been the most interesting part.
It's cool how it breaks all the wood off. And then you can just, I like it how it just goes all up in the air. It goes pretty high sometimes if you hit it just right.
In Lapway, Idaho, I'm Phineas Pope, reporting.